This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. We're continuing Daf HaShavua, Masechta Nedarim, Daf Nun. Masechta Nedarim, Daf Nun, Amud Beis. The Gemara previously said the six ways that Rabbi Akiva became wealthy, and we have to do the final two. The fifth one is Umin Ishtoi Shel Tornas Rufus, from the wife of Tornas Rufus. He became wealthy from the wife of Tornas Rufus. Let's see the Ran. V'chein Umin Ishtoi Shel Tornas Rufus. Shehei Rabbi Akiva Mekapchoi Bekroi Befnei Kezar. Rabbi Akiva would debate him on Psukim before the Caesar. Mekantarei Bedvarim. And he would challenge him with words. Pamachas, one time, Bala Beisai Sar V'zayif. Tornas Rufus returned home in a sullen, in a bad mood. Amrulai, she said to him, Amrulai Ishtai. His wife said to him, Ma Panecha Zayifim. Tornas Rufus, dear, why are you so sullen? Amrulai said to him, Rabbi Akiva Shemekantar Sibachol Yom Bidvarim, because Rabbi Akiva challenges me every day with words. Amrulai, so she said, what's the problem? Elai Heihem Shal Elu Sinei Zimahu. Their God hates promiscuity. Actually, that word is referring to Hashem, so it should be said, Elai Keihem Shal Elu Sinei Zimahu. Tenli Rishus, give me permission, Ve'ach Shal Oisai Bidvar Avera, I will cause him to stumble. Nasan lo rishus. Tornas Rufus gave his wife permission. V'niskashta v'holchala. She adorned herself and she went. Eitzel Rabbi Akiva. Kishara Rabbi Akiva oisa. When Rabbi Akiva saw her, Rak. He spat. Sachak. He laughed. Ubachan. He cried. Amrloi. She said to him, Ma inon hanach tlas milen. Why do you have these three reactions? Amrulai said to her, Shnayim afarish, shlishi lo yafarish. Two, I will explain. A third, I will not explain. Rakakti, I spat al shabbos mitipas rucha, because you came from a putrid drop. Bachisi, I cried, al hay shufra debali ba'ara, on your beauty that will wither in the ground. Vehu sachak, but the reason he laughed, but he didn't tell her, is should suffer rachakosh asilas gayer uli naselai. She was destined to convert and marry him. Vlei ratzel idea, he didn't want to let her know. Amrulai, she said to him, klum yesh tshuva, is there any way I could repent? Amrulai, hein, halcha, she went v'nes gayra, she converted v'naselai l'Rabbi Akiva, and she married Rabbi Akiva v'chnisalai mamin harbe, and she brought a lot of money into the marriage. Hi, the Ketia Bar Shalom of first Rabbi Dezara. The story of Ketia Bar Shalom, which is the sixth way Rabbi Akiva became wealthy, is explained in Masechta Avodah Zarah. The story goes like this. One time, the Caesar said to his Congress that if somebody has rotted flesh on his leg, should he cut that off and live, or should he let it fester and die? Obviously, the rotted flesh was referring to the Jewish people in the kingdom. So Ketia Bar Shalom was the only one who had the guts to say, no, don't remove the Jewish people. It's impossible to remove the Jewish people. And furthermore, then they're going to say you're going to be like a kingdom that was amputated a limb. So the Caesar said, okay, very nice, it might be logical, but the rule is if you beat the Caesar, we kill you. We bury you alive. So they're taking him to be killed, and a Roman woman said to him, he said, alas, to a ship, if the ship doesn't pay taxes, you should have at least gone down as a Jew yourself. So he bent down and he bit off his arla. And he then said that he wants to give all of his assets to Rabbi Akiva v'chaverav. Okay, now we're continuing. Rav Gamda Yohiv Arba Zuzi L'sapunai. Rav Gamda gave four zuz to a sailor. La'asuyi behind midam, to bring him something. La'yashkechu. They couldn't find anything. Asiu lay behind Kaifa. They brought him a monkey finally. Ishtamet. But the monkey slipped away. Al lecharta. The monkey went into a hole. Chafru basre. They dug after the monkey. Ashkechu de Ravi al Margaliyisa. They saw he was sitting, he was crouching on diamonds, on pearls. Asinun le kulhain. So they gave all of the diamonds to Ravi Gamda. Says the Ran Rav Gamda, Kaifa, Kaif, Ishtamit, Barach, Venichnach, Betoichar Echad, Asinun le kulhain. They did it Mimidas Chasidus, Vlaimin Adin. Technically, Rav Gamda did not own these pearls because he didn't even own the monkey. The monkey happened to be sitting on the pearls. Okay. Amrali Bas Kesel Rav Shubben Chananya. The daughter of the Caesar said to Rav Shubben Chananya, this is actually Gemara and Tainus on Dav Zayin. Rav Shubben Chananya was a very wise man, but not a very handsome man. Torah Mefayara Bechli Mechayar. What a glorious Torah in an ugly vessel. How could you be that you have so much wisdom, but your physical features are so poor? Amrala, he said, Limdi mi beis avich. You should have learnt it from the house of your father. Bama manichin yayin. What does he put wine in? Amrala, she said, Bimani de pachra. My father puts it in earthenware kalim. Amrala, he said to her, Kule yama befachra, va'atim bimani de pachra. The whole world puts wine in earthenware, and you also do, but you're not unique, you're not the daughter of the king. Atun achisun b'mani d'chasa v'davo. You should really put it in kalim of silver and gold. Azlas v'ramas chamra b'mani d'chasa v'davo. So she went and she put it, the wine, in silver and gold, v'sare, and it spoiled. Amarla. So Rav Shimon Chananya said to her, Afay Raisakein, it's the same thing with the Torah. That for Torah to be preserved, it has to be in an ugly kli. So the daughter of the Caesar said, Va'ika Shapir Nagmirim, but there are handsome Chachamim who are learned. Amar Allah, he said to her, Havu Sani, if they would have been ugly, Havu Gemirin Tvei, they would have been more knowledgeable. You're right, it's not a... You could have people who are handsome and knowledgeable, but if they would have been ugly, they would have learned more. They would have learned more. Says the Ran. In other words, why is good looks a contradiction to knowledge? Says the Ran. Visari niskalkayen I have a son utve have a gemirin. Have a son, if they had been ugly, tfei having him, they would have learned more, shalayu na'im, because they wouldn't have been handsome. Because if somebody looks good, they're arrogant. They can't help it. And if they're arrogant, they won't have the emoti to put in the effort to learn and to review. Tosis in Tainus has a different approach. Tosis says, it depends on a person's attitude towards looks. If a person, so to speak, values it, and because of that allows his heart to be haughty, then in fact, it will affect his scholarship. But if somebody despises, meaning somebody does not allow it to be a defining, identifying characteristic, then in that case, it will not affect the person's scholarship. Okay. Somebody came before Rav Yehuda from Neherda for a judgment. V'ischaivas mendina. And she was found guilty. Amrale, she said to Yehuda, Shmuel Rabba Chachi Danan, would your teacher Shmuel judge me like you did? Amrale, la, he said, Yadatle, you know my Rebbe Shmuel? Amrale, she said, yeah, in. Gutsa, he was short. V'rabba Krese, he had a big belly. Ukam, he was of dark skin, Viraba Shine, and big teeth. Basically, she described him as an ugly man. Amar La, Rabbi Yehuda said, Levazuye Kassas, you came to embarrass my Rabbi? Tave Ahi Itzabishamta. That woman should be in Cherem, excommunicated. Paka Omesa. Her soul burst from her and died, and she died. Says the Ran. No Ran. Now we're continuing on. Umutter bebeitza tormita. If somebody says, I asked her with a kainam, a cooked food, then I'm not going to taste it. So, she's not to eat anything that's eaten with bread, but you could have an egg, a beitza tormuta. My beitza tormuta, Amar Shmuel. Avda da avile shave alfe dinare. Basically, we're going to see that a tormuta egg is an egg that fits perfectly in the digestive tract from which the doctor could figure out what the ailment is. Avdo de avile shave alfe dinre. A slave who can make it, who can make a tormuta egg, is worth 1,000 dinar. Uma ayola alfa zimna b'may chamima. He puts the egg 1,000 times in hot water. Va'alfa zimna b'may kriran, 1,000 times in cold water. Ad dimis zutra ki hechi dibala yasa. Until it becomes small, so that he could swallow it in one fell swoop. And now that it's whole, v'im is keva srichala. If there's any kind of ailment, it attaches to the egg. It attaches to it. So if there's a problem in the esophagus or in the stomach or in the intestine, the doctor could figure out where the problem came from. The chadnafka v'asya, and when it leaves the body, so they do an analysis on the egg. Yada asya my samus boile, the doctor knows what kind of potion the patient needs. Uvamai mitase, and how he could cure the patient. Says the Ran. The ailment clings to the egg. Based on the color. Fine. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there. We learned in a Mishnah there. It's a Mishnah of Mais Rice. If someone was working in the field with koflusin, a type of fig, he can't eat a b'nai sheva fig, and vice versa. B'nai sheva, if he's working with b'nai sheva, lo yechal b'choflusin. The halacha is that when somebody's working in a field, so then if it's not his field, he's allowed to eat what he's working with. But it has to be that particular brand of fruit. My koflusin, mina desein, is a kind of fig, the avdim min hoin lafti, that you make a dish called lafti. There's a guy who gave a evet to his friend. And he gave the evet to his friend that the evet should be trained. Like mure alfa mine lafti. To teach him how to make 1,000 kinds of cooked figs. I would seriously be happy even with one kind. Actually, I don't even need the cooked fig. But apparently it was a good delicacy to know how to cook figs. So a guy sent his Eved to learn the art of cooking figs. Agmarei tamna mea. The guy taught him 800 ways. Azamnei ledin lekamei derebi. So then the owner of the Eved summoned him to judgment before Rebbe because he got gypped out of his Eved being taught another 200 ways. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Aviseinu amru nashinu taiva. Our forefathers said, you know, we forgot all good in this world. Our forefathers claimed that they didn't have luxury. Anu afilo beinenu lo ra'inu. But we never even saw luxury to begin with. Meaning, we can't even imagine such a thing. 800 types of cooking of figs, and that's not enough. He wanted to learn another 200. Okay, so this goes to show that in this era, they had a lot of luxury. Here we go. Rebbe Avad Lehilula L'Reb Shimon Bray. Rebbe made a wedding for his son Reb Shimon. Kasav Al Beis Ginana. He wrote on the hall of the wedding. Esrin V'Arba Alfin Riboyin. 420 myriads of dinar. I'm sorry. Esrin V'Arba Alfin Riboyin. 24,000 myriads. It's a quarter of a billion, basically. 240 million dinar. Nafku abeis kanana din was spent on this hall for a wedding. V'lay azam nil bar kapara. But Rebbe did not invite bar kapara. Why Rebbe didn't invite bar kapara? Bar kapara was his Talmud. Why did he not invite him? If you look in Rashi here, because Bar Kapara was a funny guy, and Rebbe was afraid that Bar Kapara would make him laugh. And it was bad news if Rebbe laughed, because Rebbe was such a tzaddik, if he would be diverted from thinking about the Jewish people for a minute, it would spell disaster. So he didn't want Bar Kapara to come to the wedding. Amar Leh, Bar Kapara said, Im la'ovrei ritzoyne kach, if this is the great Ashiros Hashem gives to those who violate his will, simply Bar Kapara was referring to Rebbe, la'ovrei ritzoyne alachas kam v'kama, all the more wealth Hashem will give to those who fulfill his will. Seemingly, Bar Kapara was calling Rebbe someone who violated the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what in the world does that mean? Let's see the Ran. Bekulcha. I think maybe this line we skipped. Let's see. Where Shmuel checked himself. Let's see that again. Shmuel checked himself. Bekocha. The Gemara says that Shmuel have a badik nafshe bekocha. Shmuel checked himself with kolcha, which is this egg. Adim dem satrin inshi beisei alei sarehain, until the women in his house would have to undo their braids because they were so pained over him. If you look in the Ran, b'kocha mahu, I don't know what that is. Official hayabaki Shmuel bebeitza termita hayabadigatzan b'kocha. Shmuel didn't know the process of beitza termita, so therefore he checked himself with kocha. Ad demesatrin inshi beisei alei sarehan shekolkach hayoisei kocha boidegoisei. It was such a painful procedure. Actually, Shmuel misalef. Shmuel would faint. V'inchi beisei mitoch tzaron, and the people of his house, out of distress, hayu sois rois klei ser shel, and they would have to undo their braids. Haya oisa bekoflusin min teinim lo yoicha b'nai shava min acher shel teinim shemachi lo yoicha shein lo lefoya lechal elamei oisa min mamish oisa bai. The reason it's not to eat is because a worker could only eat mamish from the min that he's engaged in. Lafti shem tav shel shete inim. Avoisenu amru nashino toiva kidachsiv nashisi toiva. Haya tama shaya kokach b'mine taino. Rebbe was matmiya that there's so many kinds of pleasures. Nafki al beis genana din. He spent for the expenses of this wedding. So then, Azmanei, Rebbe ultimately invited Bar Kapara. So Bar Kapara said, Amar lo yisei ritzayinu b'ilamazakach. If for those who do the will of Hashem, they get this reward in this world, La'ilam haba lachas kama v'kama. Certainly they will be rewarded greatly in the world to come. Yoima demechayech vei Rabbi. Any day Rabbi would laugh, Asya pornus al ama. Disaster would come to the world. Because since Rabbi was the great leader of the Jewish people, so if he would be distracted for a moment from the needs of Klal Yisrael and from davening for them, it would be a disaster. Amar lei lebar kapar, so he said to Bar Kapar, Loi tivadichan, don't make me laugh. V'ha'ivno lach arba'in grive chite, and I'll give you 40 measures of wheat. Just don't make me laugh. Do me a favor. Don't make me laugh. So we'll see. I'm going to leave it as a cliffhanger. How ultimately Bar Kapara came. And it was just inevitable that something he would do would make Rebbe laugh. Okay? And this is what we call Davar Yafa Be'itai. Because it's Zman Simchaseinu. And Bar Kapara was expert in giving Rebbe some good simcha. Have a wonderful night. Hatzlacha with the rest of Yom Tov. Thank you very much, Yehuda. If you're around, you're invited. Matzoi Shabbos. We have a Sudas. No, I'm sorry. Sunday night, we have a Sudas Hoshana Rabba. And the Shir in my Sukkah, you're cordially invited. Kol Tov. Good night, good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.